नारायणा नमस्कृत्य नरोम चैवम नरोत्तमम देवीम सरस्वती व्यासम तुतो जयम उदीरयत नश्च प्रायस्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन ऑन द कॉल। द भागवतम टेक्स्ट दिस मॉर्निंग इज फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 Chapter 21. Chapter 21 is entitled Instructions by Maharaj Prithu. Text 51. Adhyanas tamasa paras Tvayopasadita prabho Brahmyatam nasta drishtinam Kama bideva samjitai. Word for word translation. Adya, today. Na, of us. Tamasa, of the darkness of material existence. Para, the other side. Tvaya, by you. Upasadita, increased. Prabhu, O Lord. Brahmyatam, who are wandering. Nasta drishtinam, who have lost their goal of life. Karma bi, on account of past deeds. Deva samjite, arranged by superior authority. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The citizens continued, today, you have opened our eyes and revealed how to cross to the other side of the ocean of darkness. By our past deeds and by the arrangement of superior authority, we are entangled in a network of fruitive activities and have lost sight of the destination of life. Thus, we have been wandering within the universe. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the words karma bi deva samjite are very significant. Due to the quality of our actions, we come to the association of the modes of material nature, and by superior arrangement, we are given a chance to enjoy the fruitive results of such activities in different types of bodies. In this way, having lost sight of their destinations in life, all living entities are wandering in different species throughout the universe, sometimes getting birth in a lower species and sometimes existence in higher planetary systems. Thus, we are all wandering since time immemorial. It is by the grace of the spiritual master and the personality of Godhead that we get the clue of devotional life, and thus progressive success in our life begins. Here, this is admitted by the citizens of King Prithu. In full consciousness, they admit the benefit they've derived from the activities of Maharaj Prithu. Oma Gyanati Vidandyasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu unmilitam jena tasmai Sri Guruve namaha. Sri Chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swaha padantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam cha. Sri Rupa sagajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam. Sa advaitam sa abadutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya devam. Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Shakanvitam Sicha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमी हरि प्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेषदाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिनी। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यादेशचारिणी। नमो महाबलन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गुरातिशे नमः। आनंद लीलमाय विग्रहाय हिमाभ्य दिव्याचवि सुंदराय तस्मी महाप्रेम रास प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। हरे कृष्णा। I have to apologize, my voice is a little hoarse this morning, but hopefully you can hear me clearly enough. So here's the text again. Adhyanas tamasa paras twayo pashadita prabho brahmyatam nasta drishtinam kama birdeva samgite. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The citizens continued, today you've opened our eyes and revealed how to cross to the other side of the ocean of darkness. By our past deeds and by the arrangement of superior authority, we are entangled in a network of fruitive activities and have lost sight of the destination of life. Thus, we have been wandering within the universe. So, the citizens are responding to the instructions given by Maharaj Prithu in appreciation. The appreciation for the content of the instructions, because they are actually life-saving instructions. And Maharaj Prithu is the citizens are well aware of that. And this is why they responded the way they have. Now, before them, other distinguished souls who were gathered, they also responded. The Brahmanas responded, all of them praising Maharaj Prithu for the instructions given. And now the citizens are aware that they were in the ocean of darkness and the instructions of Maharaj Prithu have helped to get them to cross to the other side of the ocean of darkness, therefore into light. And they are admitting what is really our story too. Our story is just like it said here, by our past deeds and then by arrangement of superior authority. Superior authority means the transcendental system or Krishna's agents. We have been put where exactly our karma has led us to. Entanglement in a network of fruitive activities. And not realizing that we're supposed to go back to Godhead. We've lost sight of the destination of life. This is the story of everybody in this universe. But let's restrict it to the earth, because that's what we know. We know the politics going on internationally and so on. But people have lost their destination of life. Actually, all of us have. The fortune we have is that those in Krishna consciousness have been schooled properly about what this life is about, why we're in the human body, what's the advantage of being in the human body compared to 8 million other types of bodies, and what to do. especially in Kali Yuga. So the citizens are saying to Maharaj Prithu, we've lost sight of the destination of life. We have been wandering within this universe, and today you've opened our eyes and told us how, or revealed to us how, to cross this particular ocean of darkness, this lifestyle. The world needs this information very badly. Yet it's simplified so much in Kali Yuga. It's just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which means, dear Krishna, dear Radha, please engage me in devotional service to you. Devotional service is what brings pleasure, real pleasure and real satisfaction. So, Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, the word karma bi, the words karma bi, deva, samgitai, are very significant. Because of the quality of our actions, actually to be more specific, because of the low quality of our actions, not a higher quality, we come into the association of modes of material nature. So Krishna's agents, they give us a chance to enjoy the fruitive results of such activities in different types of bodies. So this is what's going on in the material world now. Some people have human bodies, some souls are engaged in human bodies, a lot of souls are not engaged in human bodies. There are 8,400,000 types of bodies, and it's been explained that we get a different type of body, any particular type of body based on our desires. And since there are 8,400,000 types of bodies, then the conclusion has been drawn, and this has been said in different lectures, and I know Satsu Maharaj mentioned it, his disciples mentioned it, that we have 8,400,000 types of desires. So whichever one applies, or combination apply, then the body that is appropriate for that is given. But it's very, very important to understand that the human body is the only one that can, in fact, lead us back home if we want to go back home. And there are only 400,000 types of human bodies. And we say only 400,000 because for us, such a number seems to be a big number. But there are 8 million types of bodies that will not be able to relate spiritually, can't chant the holy name. And that 8 million is 95.25% of the total types of bodies. So 8 million is 95.25% of 8,400,000, which means only 4.75% type of bodies are human bodies. So when we say this is jail, it's obvious that it's jail because 95% of the types of bodies here, once you get into those non-human bodies, you cannot understand Krishna. You work basically by instinct. Whatever intelligence is lower, and you certainly can't chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which means the lifetime that any soul is in a non-human body, that particular lifetime, there is no going back to Godhead. It's not possible. It's cut off. Only the human type, if they want to find out about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they don't want to be atheistic, then they can start something that would lead them finally. Something which means you've been going through religion. It's not the end. Krishna says, Harma dharma parityaja, mamekam sharanam bhaja. Abandon all times of religion and surrender to me, because religion is not transcendental. Religion takes, any soul that's involved in it, at best, heavenly planets. But that's still in the material world, and there's suffering still. So many activities also happen that are quite negative in the heavenly planets too. It's all in the Srimad Bhagavatam, involving Indra, and he's supposed to be the king of heaven. So it never ends. The suffering never ends once that particular living entity is in the material world. That's why it's important to get out
of the material world. Extremely important to get out of the material world.
So Srila Prabhupada has given us a huge, huge blessing to do that. Now, Srila Prabhupada makes it clear that we are wandering, we've been wandering in planetary systems, different ones, in time immemorial.
Excuse me for a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, hello, sir. My name's Javier with Great Great Delivery. We have a couple of appliances for you.
Yeah, you're coming in when? 2 minutes? How many minutes?
25, 30 minutes, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Hey, just a couple of questions, sir. What are we taking back today?
Everything else but the refrigerator.
All right, so the refrigerator, is that?
Excuse me, I'm actually giving a lecture, so I can't stay on too long. We just get here, we'll just go on, okay? All right, thanks, bye-bye.
I apologize to all of you. There's some delivery that's to be made this morning. And my wife will deal with it, but I had to take a call for that. Okay, thank you. All right, so, and Nina Mataji, that's why I switched phones also. Now you know. Okay, so back to this. Again, I profusely apologize to all of you. I had no idea they would come this early, but anyway. I can still go on. My wife will deal with them when they get here. So it's by the grace of the spiritual master that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's by the grace of the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we get the clue of devotional life, Srila Prabhupada is explaining to us. Which means some people may even hear about devotional life and decide not to embark on that. So the grace of the spiritual master is so important. The spiritual master gives us the seed, and if the seed will fructify, that's by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some people hear about Krishna, they don't come to Krishna. Some people hear about Krishna, and they ask, well, what are the regulative principles? And you tell them what the regulative principles are, and they go, we can't live like that. What do you mean there shouldn't be any meat on my plate? And I've heard people say, my plate is not complete unless there's meat on it. So these people have come in contact with devotional life, with bhakti. If they would take to it, they've said no. So those who have are extremely fortunate, and there are very, very few entities, souls in human bodies who have said yes to Krishna. And this is why it's very important, one, to be very appreciative of what we have, because this is what leads us, this lifestyle of devotional service leads us out of, as the citizens were talking about, that ocean of darkness, leads us out of it to the other side, where there's light, where there's complete enjoyment, free from anxiety. So what the citizens said in response to the instructions by Maharaj Prithu shows how much gratitude and appreciation that they had for their king. Now, it can't get any better than this when you have the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself as king, or the Shaktivesh avatar, or any of the incarnations, expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead being the leader. So this is a wonderful, wonderful situation that they are in. The king, Maharaj Prithu, has opted for, sought permission for, ruling based on Varnashram Dharma. So that's been set up. And here, after his instructions, how the citizens are so appreciative of what he said. Literally telling him that he's let them out of the ocean of darkness. So without gratitude and appreciation, advancement in spirituality is practically impossible. Without gratitude and without appreciation, advancement in spirituality is practically impossible. We have to be grateful. First of all, we have to understand why we need to be grateful. The understanding is what we talked about a little earlier. We have actually gotten a chance to get out of the ocean of material existence. It is the best thing that can happen to us because anybody in the ocean of material existence is suffering. They are in anxiety. We just have learned to tolerate, and we've learned to kind of forget about things, kind of replacing the material advancement, so-called material advancement, especially in the countries that are advanced like the United States, that provides so many material things and more and more and more every day to try to have us lead what is supposed to be a more convenient lifestyle. But the problems don't go away. And the major problems are birth, death, old age, and disease. And those are still there. The pain of birth, the pain of death, the disappointment that comes with death. Disease. We try so much to try to solve disease, but a little bit here, a little bit there, and it starts again. The germs that give a particular type of disease, they mutate, they form different types, and but according to what science says, by the way, and it bothers again. So this goes on and on and on and on. There is no getting out unless one takes to full Krishna consciousness, put their lives in Krishna consciousness. So we should be very grateful, and we should appreciate what's been done for us. One of the biggest things that's been done for us by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, is to reduce the number of rounds from 64 rounds for Vaishnava down to 16 rounds. As a matter of fact, some time back we were talking about the 64 principles laid down by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And the 64 principles, one of them, he literally is exclaiming. So it's written with the exclamation points and everything. And he says, we are in trouble. And I'll just kind of paraphrase it because it's not right in front of me now. We are in trouble. That is exactly what he says. He says like that. We are in trouble. And then the rest of it is, what would we do without chanting 64 rounds a day? What would our life be like? We are in trouble without chanting 64 rounds a day. And now we chant 16 rounds a day by the mercy of his disciple, Srila Prabhupada. So we are extremely fortunate that we've been given that huge break, that without chanting 64 rounds, but doing the minimum of 16 rounds, we can in fact go back to Godhead. So anyway, we should be grateful every day in our lives. So gratitude and appreciation, there are so many things that we can benefit from if we actually realize that we need to be grateful and also appreciative. One, it will make us more humble. Knowing how much has been done for us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our spiritual master and Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. And humility is one of those qualities that Krishna definitely wants us to develop, because he says that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 8, the very first word that comes out of there is amanitva, humility. We can spend a lot of time talking about humility. It's a lecture in itself, or even a workshop in itself. Not mind even just lectures. But we should become more humble. There's always room to become more humble. Even if we are now, we can become more humble. Appreciation and gratitude also gives us a sense of satisfaction from knowing that we're being cared for by the best that can ever care for us. The transcendental system, the Lord's agent, the Lord in our heart, cares for us. Now, if we are humble and we have a sense of satisfaction, it's very easy to develop loving sentiments towards all living entities, especially devotees. So these are all wonderful things that come from gratitude and appreciation. And even from loving sentiments, one that is quite loving to everyone, wouldn't want to offend that person. So the tendency to offend and to commit aparad that would decrease. So these are all coming from it. When we have to associate with devotees or work with devotees on a project, spiritual project, we become easily a good team player and relate very well to the devotees. A loving person, a person that's satisfied, a humble person, a person that does not offend, these are all qualities for a good team player. Even in material life, not just relating to devotees, even non-devotees. Also, compassion develops, even to the point that one can pray for one's enemies. We don't have enemies, but we say enemies because some people may not like us. We should never dislike other people. Sometimes activities that are so negative or of lower quality are done by people involving even devotees, you know, devotees and non-devotees alike. But no matter how much we get hurt, we should try to work on the mind, on our own minds, and pray for the person that has actually offended us, so that they become, that person becomes a better person. So I was mentioning 64 principles by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I talked about the one about chanting. Now, with your permission, we'll continue with a few more. Principle number 44. Association is a principal impetus in human life to serve Sri Hari. Association is the principal impetus. So it's association, devotee association, Sadhu Sangha, that keeps us going. And even in regular lifestyle, in regular life, association is the principle. One man is not an island. You need other people in your life. That's why some people are so attached to family, because that is the closest association that they have. So association is the principal impetus in human life to serve Sri Hari. So for devotee association, that is the highest. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur now makes the distinction. Due to the association with non-devotees, one may get material prosperity. But due to the association with devotees, the spirit soul gradually becomes absorbed in serving Sri Hari. This is the greatest shelter for a human being. Never become averse to that. So association, yes, that's general for everyone. Wherever they're associating, wherever they're living, there's some association going on. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj breaks it down into association of non-devotees. At best, one gets material prosperity, partnership and so on in business. That's association. And they grow in business. Everybody bringing their abilities into the business. Sometimes their money to pull it together. And then they materially, you know, prosper. But with the association of devotees, the spirit soul gets reminded of Sri Krishna and therefore becomes absorbed in serving Sri Krishna, because the devotees are serving Sri Hari. So that's the huge advantage. It's the greatest shelter for a human being. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur uses the word shelter, because without that, then we're tossed into the ocean of darkness, Maya. So we should understand that the association of devotees helps us in serving Sri Hari steadily. And so we should never ever become inimical or against devotee association. Now, yes, there is devotee association, but we should always seek higher association. Association with devotees who are more fixed up than we are. Because that's how we will grow more. We can give our association to those who haven't advanced as much or are struggling with the principles or some of the things that they're supposed to do as devotee duties, spiritual duties. It doesn't mean we look down on them. It means we help by our example, and if the person is open to hearing, then we can tell them more how they can. Sometimes people come and just ask how they can improve, be a better devotee. Whatever you can offer, please do. But the greatest thing is to be a good example of what is supposed to be done. We do it ourselves. So we should always associate with devotees as priority. Not with people who carry all kinds of contamination and anger. Some people even are angry at Krishna. You talk about things that are truth, and some people get mad at you. These days, that's going on. All kinds of broadcasts are going on, and podcasts are going on. Some people are spreading lies, and a few people are telling the truth. And those who are spreading the propaganda of destruction are angry at those who are telling the truth. I mean, just yesterday, I heard that someone that, even a Christian, pastor, that's speaking the truth about what's happening in the world, his life is being threatened, literally. So this is Kali Yuga, which is going on strong for those who are connected with it. But we are fortunate to be involved in Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, all kinds of activities in spiritual life should be welcomed, because that's what keeps us enthused. Without that, we will be dry and we will be bored. So devotee association is important, but it's not association for prajapa, for gossip. It should be association for activities or plans to serve the devotees and serve Guru and serve Krishna. Anything else, we will start losing our desire to engage in the devotional process. And then when that happens, Maya immediately will give us temporary pleasures to replace that. And then we're in trouble. So we always, always, always should be on guard. One more principle, principle number 45. Number 44 is just what I read. Principle number 45, whenever there are material difficulties, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes the shelter and allows one to serve Him. Now, this is something we really should remember, because sometimes we get into material difficulties in the body life, especially when times we start taking the process seriously and the tests come. It is a huge opportunity to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by calling His name even more desperately. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is also a wonderful time, if these trials are happening, to involve oneself in service. Do more service, not less. Don't run away from Krishna. Go towards Krishna more. Associate, put in time. Sometimes the situations happen now, we used to work and temporarily we're out of a job and we're looking for a new job or something, and so we have more time on our hands. Spend part of the time looking for a new job, but spend part of the time going to the temple to serve. Take advantage of the fact that a little more time is available, even though you may be in a little anxiety that when is the next money, how am I going to get money? Krishna takes care of, never, he says, Name Bhakta Pranashati, my devotee will never perish. He knows what's going on. He's in the heart. Paramatma is in the heart, well aware of what's going on. Difficulties come, turn to Krishna more. Call His name more and serve Him more. And this is how you get out of difficulties. So the difficulties also teach us lessons. That's why Queen Kunti was praying that I wish all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again, talking to Krishna. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and death. So Queen Kunti is teaching us, when calamities happen, see it as a sign now to connect more with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. And you might be a little depressed, that's natural, it happens to us normally. But we keep praying and we keep using our intelligence to tell the mind, Krishna is in control. Whatever happens, there is a lesson for me to learn. Let me focus more on the lesson. Let me desperately call out. Let me chant more attentively and serve more. Everywhere, at home, especially at the temple also. That way, we get out of the situation later, or sooner or later. But then when we look back on it, you will see there were several lessons that we learned from it. So Krishna is always helping us both ways, in pleasant times and also in difficult times. But he's always helping us, and we should remember that. So the citizens are most appreciative of what Maharaj Prithu has instructed them, and now they realize he's helping them to cross the ocean of darkness. And so we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Read the text, I'll read the translation again, and then open up for comments, questions. The citizens continued, "Today you've opened our eyes and revealed how to cross the other side of the ocean of darkness. By our past deeds and by the arrangement of superior authority, we are entangled in a network of fruitive activities and have lost sight of the destination of life. Thus, we have been wandering within the universe." Hare Krishna. Jaya, glory to Srila Prabhupada. So are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhupada, what a wonderful class. Thank you so much for sharing all the principles. Just wanted to reflect the principles from...
Hare Krishna, say it. So I'm sorry, I've just missed my phone, it's messing with me. Can you repeat the question?
My bad, Prabhuji. The book from which you are quoting those principles, Prabhuji?
Yeah.
The book?
I don't know the book directly or where, but Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur was recorded, but what happened was my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, took those principles and wrote a book out of it. And that book is entitled Reflections of Sacred Teachings. Reflections of Sacred Teachings, Volume 5. There are six volumes he wrote. Volume 5, it's all about these 64 principles and his commentary on the 64 principles. So they're all there. It's also in Vedabase. If you have Vedabase, you just search 64 principles and it will come up. That book, the whole book is there. So,
very nice.
Yeah.
And should I look for a particular writer? Is that your Guru Maharaj?
Yeah, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Yeah. Oh. So Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's book, Reflections on Sacred Principles, Volume 5, is all about these 64 principles. They're all quoted there, and they also he's made commentary on them.
Thank you so much, Prabhupada.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, a couple things. One is, you were saying that, you know, and it is only in the human form of life that we can, you know,
and what is it?
Service and go back.
Okay, fine, we'll deal with
for
them.
Animals, you know, for example, it is just not possible. But there are exceptions, aren't there? You know, of course, I'm.
Call mommy, call mommy.
Shivananda Singh, dog, you know, those animals that.
When they come here.
Krishna's devotees have. You know, special soft spot in their heart for,
right now.
You know, and of course there's animals
the kitchen,
of very
you know kind of
stars. You know, I think are more exceptions, but so it does seem that, you know, especially if an animal or a non-human entity has a special connection with a devotee in the human form, then, you know, not all hope is lost, isn't it?
Yeah, in one sense, say somebody has a dog, and they're living with a dog, or a cat, or for that matter, another pet.
Yeah.
They feed, now that's the key. You can feed the dog dog food the whole life, or the dog, or you can give, sometimes, prasadam to the dog. As soon as you give prasadam to the dog, you bless that dog because they're going to take the next birth in a human form and also start their devotional life. So that's the advantage when any living entity comes, that's not in a human body, comes in contact with a devotee. And the devotee is merciful enough to realize that this particular entity is in more trouble than I am because I'm in a human body and they're not. And if I give prasadam, then I'm helping them. So that's the key, though. Those who have that, you know, that have some pets, basically just make sure that they get prasadam. That's the greatest help you can give them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about, what do we say about cases like Shivananda Sain's dog, you know?
Well, now that's a special case. That's a special case. We don't know about that particular dog and how fortunate it was, but I mean, the dog winds up in the hands of Lord Chaitanya himself. I mean, how it's as fortunate as a person in the human body hearing about Krishna consciousness. So that was a special case.
Yeah. Okay.
He went back to Godhead. Okay. You know, so anyway.
Right. One other thing was when you were discussing the importance of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that one of the results of gratitude is that it enables you to love every. I think it's a.
Yeah, loving sentiments. I said loving sentiments develop. Yeah.
For everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, can you just spell out a little bit the connection between gratitude and how it facilitates love? For everybody?
Yeah. If you're grateful for what you have, if you're grateful for what's happening in your life, you tend to feel more satisfied and then you become more of a well-wisher. So we're talking about well-wishing here. Love in terms of being a well-wisher. Mm-hmm. In short, love, not that you have to start a whole different relationship that's a very, very deep one and looking at marriage and all kinds of things. It's there, but that's a special, situation for only certain people. But in general, you become a well-wisher. Yeah, well-wisher. And that's the loving sentiment I'm talking about. Okay.
Because when you're self-satisfied, then I guess you have more brain space to think about the welfare of others.
Yes. Absolutely. You don't become selfish. You become selfless. So it's they're all connected like that. That is true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other comments?
Prabhuji, I would like to go to the database or to Google us the book. I'm not able to find it. Do you think you can text the link or something?
Yes. 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 I can do that. I can do that later for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Brother.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Any other comments or questions?
Yes, Prabhuji. I have a question that, King Prasuma, King Prasumarai, so he's considered as a reincarnation of Lord. But I heard that the weak word, he's not one of the 10 reincarnation of Krishna. But what word they used, I wanted to clear my thoughts.
Okay. I understand. Srila Prabhupada has already described it. There are those who are in the Vishnu Tattva. Okay. Those connected, they are in connections, but they are connected with the Lord as part of Vishnu. And there are some that are not. Now, Prithu Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada already described in greater detail. In fact, the same place he described Prithu Maharaj, he described Jesus also, Jesus Christ. Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktivesh avatar, meaning that he has the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead granted to him. Okay, so this Shaktivesh avatar, sometimes they may be Vishnu Tattva, but sometimes they're also Jivas. Like Jesus Christ is definitely a human being. He's a Son of God, but he's a Jiva Tattva and a Shaktivesh avatar. So is Maharaj Prithu, also Jiva. I didn't know about it, but I read it, Prabhupada described it. So Prithu Maharaj is a person endowed with the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acting exactly like the Lord himself would do if the Lord came in his place. So that's who Prithu Maharaj is. He is Jiva, but he's a Shaktivesh avatar also. And so is Jesus Christ. He's also Jiva and Shaktivesh avatar. Hare Krishna. So, my eyes weren't wide open when I read it, but Srila Prabhupada is saying it, so how can you dispute that? Anyway, so, any other questions? Okay, I suppose we can end here. Mataji?
Yes, sure. Thank
you. Okay. Jai. Kripa Sinibi Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebu, Vaishnavibu, Namo Namaha. Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.